பிரபன்ன பாரிஜாதாய தோத்ர வேத்ரைக்க பானையே ஞான முத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாமிருததுஹே நமஹ. மை சல்யூட்டேஷன் டு லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா, ஹூ இஸ் த விஷ் ஃபுல்ஃபில்லிங் ட்ரீ ஃபார் தோஸ் ஹூ சரண்டர் டு ஹிம், ஹூ ஹோல்ஸ் த விப் இன் ஒன் ஹேண்ட் அண்ட் ஹேஸ் த சிம்பிள் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் இன் த அதர், ஹூ மில்க்ஸ் த நெக்டர் தட் இஸ் கீதா. Krishna, the wish-fulfilling tree. In this verse, Lord Krishna is likened to a wish-fulfilling tree said to be found in heaven. Whatever you wish for while sitting under this tree appears immediately in front of you. Krishna is this wish-fulfilling tree for those who have surrendered unto Him. To them, He is the giver of everything. Krishna's control. In one hand, Krishna is holding the whip with which he drives the horses. His other hand assumes the gesture symbolizing knowledge. It means that Krishna does not give up the job of a charioteer when Arjuna wants to be taught. Right in the middle of the battlefield, when Arjuna wants to know, Krishna assumes the role of a teacher. Knowing very well that Arjuna would fight, Krishna did not drop the whip. Arjuna dropped his bow and arrows, but Krishna kept the whip in his hand. He loosened the reins for the interim period, but everything was under control. Unto the one who thus holds the symbol of knowledge, I offer my salutation. Symbol of knowledge. We offer our salutations not to the symbol of knowledge, but to the one who has this knowledge of non-duality, which cannot be negated. The symbol of knowledge, Jnana Mudra, is formed by joining the three fingers and separating them from the index finger. The index finger then joins with the thumb to form a circle. The index finger, also called the accusing finger, stands for the self and usually joins the other three, representing the body, mind and senses. By separating them out, we see that the body, mind and senses are all anatma, which is not I. One generally thinks that these are atma, but they are not. They are all anatma and are therefore to be understood as such. Whatever is not anatma is the self and is revealed by the teaching as identical with the limitless Brahman represented by the thumb. Without the thumb, the fingers cannot grasp anything. It is important that the thumb be away from the fingers in order to do so. Similarly, the limitless Brahman is away from and attached to the body, mind and senses. At the same time, without the limitless Brahman, the body, mind and senses have no being, much less function. Previously, we thought of ourselves as limited. When we have the knowledge of non-duality, symbolically shown as a circle created by the index finger and the thumb, the sense of limitation is gone. Just as a circle has no beginning, no end, we know ourselves to be limitless. Krishna, the giver of nectar, that is Gita. The Gita is likened to milk and Krishna is the one who provides the milk. From where does the milk come? From the Shruti. Therefore, all the Vedas, the Upanishads, are likened to a cow, its milk being the Gita. Unto Krishna, the one who gives out the nectar, that is the Gita, my salutation.